Just swing it open wide, 'cause baby, you are made to carry such a load. Lay it down and we can watch it go down the river of grace. Oh, the river of grace. And all it takes is a little bit of faith, and Jesus comes and carries it away down the river of grace. Oh, the river of grace.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Please join us at 201 Southwest Flagler Avenue, Stuart at 9:30 a.m. each Sunday morning. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
In John's Gospel, chapter 14, we have a scripture that is familiar, and I want to start with this and just share it with you. John 14, we're going to read 10 through 16. And this morning, I printed out my scriptures from the NIV, so if you have a different translation, Apologies if that's a little confusing, but try to follow along and try to keep you posted. John 14, beginning with verse 10. Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is what? Doing His work. It is the Father living in me who is doing His work. What was Jesus dealing with? Jesus was dealing with religious people who did not have faith or eyes or vision to see and understand who the Messiah was. And He was right there with them. And Jesus makes it clear, I'm simply doing what the Father is doing. Verse 11, believe me when I say I am in the Father is in me, or at least, believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Then we come to verse 12. And from verse 12, we will have the topic for this morning and perhaps the next week or two. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me, say whoever.
Whoever.
Are you a whoever?
Yes.
Do you like John 3:16? God so loved the world that whosoever, right? Whosoever believeth. Here Jesus is saying, very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me. If you're a believer, you can say, that's me.
That's me.
I don't know if you do what I do, but when I'm reading the Bible, I put my name in. Because every promise is for me too. I put my name right in there and say, that's for me. I receive it. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I am doing. How many of you are ready for more of that? The works that Jesus does. I'm not just going to make it historical. We could say the works that Jesus did, but that would be okay because He has done wonderful things, right?
Amen.
And we sing songs like, look what the Lord has done.
Yeah.
And I don't want to belittle that, but I want to emphasize this reality that what God has done, God is still at work doing.
Yeah.
Are you okay with that? That God is not the God just of yesterday, but God is the God of today as well. And so when we read this, verily, truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing. And do not settle for what you've experienced with God. There's more. There's more. Cynthia, you know that. Bill, you know that. I know that. We just heard a testimony. Joanne, there's more. Now, sometimes God uses the doctors, but I don't know about you. I prefer Jesus. I mean, I've had it both ways. I prefer Jesus. And, you know, the more. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I've been doing. I was walking in prayer on Pine Avenue years ago in the little house that was our office for a season. And I was looking at this scripture. And I had been preparing to speak in a Bible study on what an ordinary Christian is to look like. The only problem was, as I looked at what an ordinary Christian, now, I'm not talking about a worldly person who calls themselves a Christian. I'm talking about a normal, Jesus-filled, Holy Ghost-empowered Christian. What are we supposed to look like? What is ordinary? What is ordinary? And as I was looking at that, And I was looking at this scripture and I'm reading, believe me when I say I'm in the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the works. The works are a big deal. And Jesus said, if you don't believe that I am who I am, then at least believe because what you see is supernatural. But then Jesus takes that which is supernatural and he does something with that teaching. He makes it a reality that is for the church, for the believer, for every one of us. And as I was reading that, whoever. I said, God, I don't know whoever. Verse 12. Whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing. And I'm trying to get to what the ordinary is as I'm studying. And God said, how ordinary are you, Jonathan, in regards to what I've made available to you? Not what do you say, but what do you live? Not what do you believe, but what are you acting in faith to achieve? What is the reality in your life? I'm looking at this and said, Father, I'm afraid I'm not qualified to teach on this lesson tonight. Because when I began to see what ordinary should be in the church, it is everything other than ordinary in the world today. And I looked at that and I ended up praying a prayer that's not very scriptural. I mean, I see it. I understand it now. And my prayer was kind of like this. Father, I believe I should just start with doing what you did. And I'm going to ask for more of that in my life, that I would just start doing what you did. And I would believe for that, and I would step out in faith, get out of the boat, and begin to exercise my faith in a God who wants to do the out of ordinary on an ordinary basis. Well, that was my prayer. However, the Father would not let me stop there and said, but that's not the prayer you should be praying. I said, but Father, it's a pretty good prayer to start, you know, with the ordinary, start with what has already happened. And the Father said, but I don't want you to pray that way. I don't want you to settle to just see something happen here and there. I don't want you to stop with just more of what you already have. I want you to get a hold of this scripture that says, they. Who is the they? Whoever believes. Whoever believes. They will. They will say. They will think greater things. They will believe greater things. All that may be part of it. But the Father said to me, Jonathan, I'm looking for somebody that will believe that there's no limit on my power and authority. I've given you life and I've given you an opportunity to live in a generation and to demonstrate who I am in your generation, in your day, on your watch, as you walk. I want you to be this person. And I want you to know that that is ordinary. That's ordinary. You see, I some of you may have avoided this, and I can just say you're blessed, but some of you may have avoided this aspect of theological upbringing. Wherein part of almost every prayer said something like this, if it be thy will, amen. Now someone would pray a prayer that was so scriptural, it would shake the demons, and then sunshine, they would sign it with a question mark. and said, if it be thy will, amen. And I grew up with that. I grew up with that kind of a background. That people love God, strong biblical exegete, great biblical teaching. But when God started calling me out of a religious natural life into a supernatural spirit-led life, it began to shake the foundations of what I knew and understood. And they're still shaking this morning as I stand here, because I have to tell you that God is still saying to me, Jonathan, I'm calling you out of the world's opinion of ordinary. I'm calling my church to no longer accept what has been their norm. It's time to live in Pentecostal power every day of our lives. And if you have nothing to pray about, pray about that for me. Because my prayer is this, God, use me more than ever before. It's part of that dangerous prayer, Bill. Use me more than ever before in my life, God, for your glory, so that hell, as Reinhard Bonnke's book was, plunder hell to populate heaven, so that hell can be plundered and heaven can be populated. And so, this scripture is quite awesome. But it is a foundation, should be a foundation of every one of our lives. This is who I am. Doris, you know what the devil tells me? You're pretty puny. To me, the devil tells me this. You're pretty puny, McLean, to believe such great things of your God. Maybe you don't have a devil that speaks to you like that. The devil tells me, your witness is mostly insignificant, McLean, for you to be stating scriptures such as that. Your history, Mr. McLean, does not demonstrate much of that power. But I must go on record that regardless of my physical history, my God's history reigns above my limited reality. And so I bring my limited reality to God's great potential, and I say, God, I will believe you regardless of what I see, what I feel, and what I experience. I remember that resurrection season being in Mark Memorial Hospital. After having been pronounced dead in the road. And in that hospital room, the devil saying, yeah, you were pronounced dead. That was a little oversight, but you will die here. Now, some of you have a lying spirit that's telling you that right now, but God's not finished with you. That's why you're still alive. And that lying spirit, before I would go into surgery, you know, you have to sign. All I could do was sort of put a mark. Sign before surgery. And the enemy said, you know, some people never wake up when they go into surgery. Right? And then once I came out of surgery and I'm still alive, sunshine, the devil came along and said, but you know, you're pretty loopy. You're never going to be able to speak the word of God again. And then, Bill, I couldn't remember people's names. And the enemy said, it gets worse from here. This isn't going to get any better. It's going to get worse. And then from one situation to another situation, As things would happen, the enemy would keep telling me that I needed to just give up on God because I would never, ever be able to be a part of His kingdom work. I remember laying there and getting angry to Him. There's the presence of God, the Spirit of God, begin to rise up within me. Like that well, He said, rise up, oh well. Like Dr. Keaton was saying, release the glory! Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Release the anointing. Release the flowing of the Holy Spirit. Stand on God's word. Release it. Release it. Enemy saying, you're never going to be able to do it. I remember laying in that bed looking out the window. We had programs that were going on. Productions, Resurrection Productions. I was on a meeting to meet with pastors to plan a regional resurrection event that morning when that happened. Earlier that morning, working at UPS, all morning, the enemy was telling me, if God had called you, why doesn't He pay your bills? Why are you working down here? If God loved you, why would you have a boss that curses and swears at you? If God loved you, why would you be sweating in this truck? Why wouldn't God be taking care of His own? And I remember that morning, the enemy on top of me. And it was that day the devil said, why don't you just hang it up? You'll never amount to anything. Some of you have lived with a condemning, lying spirit coming at you your whole life. It's time that the church believes what God says and not what we hear in our spirit from the devil. That we let the Spirit of God rise up within us and we begin to stand and march as a victorious army. I remember saying this to the Father. Father, I don't know if I will be able to say this or say that or speak or preach or remember anything. I don't know that. I don't know if I'll ever be able to walk again. I don't know if I'll ever be able to stand in the pulpit and minister the Word of God again. I don't know what I'm going to be able to do. But one thing I know, as long as I'm laying in this bed, I'm going to shout, and it was a squeak. It was barely a whisper. But I said, Father, I'm going to shout as loud as I can that my God is alive and my God has delivered me from the hands of the devil, and I will not lay down and die when God has given me life. And I encourage you this morning to not only read this scripture but believe that God is alive in His Word and that living the moral life is God's desire for all of us. More. Whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Do you understand this? That in our lives, God wants to glorify the Son. Wants to work for the power to exalt the Word and demonstrate the love of God through our lives. You may ask me for anything in my name. I will do it. If you love me, keep my commands. But why is that in there? I just like that part about asking whatever. I mean, some time ago, we had a wonderful man by the name of Mike who used to come to men's breakfast. Won't give his last name. But Mike said, you know this scripture over here that says, I will do whatever you ask in my name so the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. He said, that does not work. I said, did you read the rest of it? Well, what do you mean? I said, there's a little more to it there. Keep reading. You may ask me for anything in my name. I will do it. If you love me, keep my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, advocate, the Holy Spirit, to help you. You see, none of us can obey his commands without the helper. And that's why we need the Holy Spirit in our life to help us. Any of you remember when you tried to do everything right by yourself and it was like, how's that working out? I mean, you've heard my story. My first day serving God, I cussed out all my buddies trying to witness to it. It wasn't a great witness. It was not a great witness. But when I pulled out of the parking lot and a voice spoke to me, and it was the voice of the Holy Spirit, said, now go back and apologize. Now they're going to find out that you're born again, because they never heard me back down once in my life. Look at this. It's not just saying and praying, but it's being filled, baptized, and empowered, and helped. Helped. In our walk. If you love me, keep my commands. My buddy Mike said, I could count on you to point something like that out to me. He's with Jesus today. And it's good. Now how about John 10? John 10, another scripture, just talking about living the more life. Living the more life. John 10, 6 through 11. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore Jesus said again, very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are what? Thieves and robbers. But the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. And then verse 10, the verse that this ministry was established on, as God put this, seared this into my heart, that the thief comes only to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that they might have life and have it to the full. Or I like the King James, more abundantly. The thief comes only to steal, kill, destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Talk about living the more life. It's the abundant life. Amen. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life. For who?
For sheep.
Why? So we can have life. Abundant. As we break bread, we're going to celebrate that. That God so loved, God the Father so loved, that he gave his Son his life in exchange for our lives, that we might have life and have it to the full. That's what abundance is. More abundantly. To the full. Can I take you to one more scripture before we can handle one more? You need to leave, go ahead. That's okay. But I hate it when I don't get started. I need to get started. Psalm 92. Now you're going to know this song. It's an awesome scripture. Psalm 92. And I'm going to start with verse 12. has always jumped out to me because we have a Palm City here. Right? The radio station is in Palm City. We have a Palm City. But if you ever make it to Jericho, I don't know if any of you have been there, but if you go to Jericho and you go to the spring that God opened up so the prophet had water to drink, there's a spring right outside of Jericho. It's still there. It still is giving a little water. But when you're at Jericho, if you look at the plaza that's right across from the ruins, the plaza is called Palm City. And there's a reason for that. Because of the spring that God put there, there was water, and right in the middle of all this arid ground, there are palm trees growing. Actually, they're date palms. They're gorgeous. So when you read this psalm, I know when I read this, and then one day I'm standing there, I'm like, this is awesome. Israel has a palm city. And then Israel has palms. And then I'm reading this psalm, and it says, the righteous. Who's righteous in here? Jesus in your life?
Yes.
Then say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Not because of what you did, because of what He did and does. The righteous. The righteous will
flourish.
I wanted you to say it. I like that word. That almost sounds like the more life, the abundant life. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree.
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do so today. Please pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of the living God, that you died for my sins. I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today. I ask this all in Jesus' name, and fill me with your wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Living the Abundant Life with Pastor Jonathan McLean, coming to you from Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. This program is aired each Sunday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you would like to be a partner with us in support of this ministry, you may do so by going to AbundantLifeStuart.com. Please send all correspondence to Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible.
You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
I'll honor and cherish you till death do I part. I'll hold you and keep you so deep in my heart. To have you, to know you, all my life through, till that day in glory when I'll be with you. Through seasons of joy, through seasons of grief, you kept me in life and you met every need. You bought me, you saved me, you lifted my head, gave me new life when once I was dead. Glory and honor belong to the King, majesty highest, let the earth sing. You alone are worthy, you alone are true, forsaking all others, I give my life to you. So this is my song of worship and love, adoring and praising the heavens above. You kept me in sickness, you kept me in health. Once I was poor, now I have true wealth. Glory and honor belong to the King, majesty highest, let the earth sing. You alone are worthy, you alone are true, forsaking all others, I give my life to you. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu, melech haolam, shehech yonu, v'kimonu, v'higionu lazman hazeh. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu, melech haolam, shehech yonu, v'kimonu, v'higionu lazman hazeh. Shehech yonu,
you are the faithful one, you are. Hey, this is Pastor Josh from Calvary Chapel in Palm City. We want to invite you to listen to our brand new radio program, Verse by Verse, on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. and 10:30 p.m. here on WCNO. We are super excited to share the teaching ministry of Calvary Chapel Palm City with you. For more information, please visit 772church.com.
Will be stripped away. the troubles come in numbers, and the testings never cease. Though I'm poor in every meaning, I am filled when my talents show their limits, and at times I seem to fail. Through the trials of daily living, I am filled, you fill me.
Storm, louder. And oh, just to speak the word.